the sun comes back and the first quail calls, follow the drinking gourd, for the old man is waiting for to carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking gourd, follow.
Drinking gourd,
follow,
follow the drinking gourd,
for the old man is waiting for to carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking gourd.
Ooh, well the river banks make some mighty true road. Dead trees mark the way. Left foot, pig foot, traveling on. Follow the drinking gourd. Follow.
The old man is a-waiting for to carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking gourd.
Follow the drinking gourd.
Follow
the drinking gourd.
For the old man is a-waiting.
Listening to the Children's Hour, we're Kids Public Radio. I'm Katie Stone, and before the break, you heard a poem by Langston Hughes, and it was read by the author, called Dream Variations. That's from Hip Hop Speaks to Children. Before the poem was Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer with Harriet Tubman. And you just heard Taj Mahal, Eric Bibb, and Linda Tillery from Shake a Tail Feather with Follow the Drinking Gourd. The Drinking Gourd is another name for a constellation of stars called the Big Dipper. And one of those stars in the Big Dipper is the North Star, Polaris, always hovering over our planet's North Pole, pointing the way north. And that's how people navigated all over the world before GPS and Google Maps, including how conductors on the Underground Railroad navigated north to lead their passengers to freedom. Our junior producer and intern, Daniel, explains.
Harriet brought people out of slavery to freedom through the Underground Railroad. The Underground Railroad wasn't a real railroad at all. Instead, it was a network of people who wanted to help those who were enslaved escape. The Underground Railroad was made up of lots of different people. Some of these people were African Americans, and some were white. Most were ordinary people like farmers, business owners, and ministers. There were different jobs in the Underground Railroad. Station masters would operate hiding spots, called stations, safe houses, or depots. These hiding spots could be private homes, churches, schoolhouses, barns, or other places. Harriet Tubman was a conductor on the Underground Railroad. Conductors helped guide people to freedom, like how a real train conductor helps steer a train. Conductors would take groups of enslaved people north through the Underground Railroad, following specific paths or routes. These routes usually started in southern states right on the border of the North, such as Kentucky, Virginia, and Maryland. They avoided the states of the Deep South. This is because people can make a lot of money capturing escaped slaves in the states of the Deep South, like Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. So it was too dangerous for conductors to make trips from there. Some Underground Railroad routes went west to Iowa or Indiana. Some went north into New England. Other routes went through Detroit, Michigan, up to Canada. Lots of people on the Underground Railroad wanted to go to Canada because they could be truly free there. If they stayed in the northern United States, they could still be captured and brought back into slavery because of a law called the Fugitive Slave Act. The first version of this law was passed in 1793, but in 1850, another version was passed that led to the recapture of even more formerly enslaved people. In Canada, black people could live freely, run for public office, sit on juries, and enjoy other rights without fear of being recaptured. Harriet Tubman's route started at the eastern shore of Maryland, where she had grown up in slavery. She used a lot of different strategies to safely guide people to freedom. She sang songs or made bird calls to signal to her groups about whether it was safe to come out of hiding. Harriet mailed coded letters to station masters up ahead and sent messengers to prepare stations in advance. She also usually worked in the winter when the night was longer, so she could take people farther under the cover of darkness. Harriet liked to leave on her routes on Saturdays, since notices about runaway slaves wouldn't appear in the newspaper until Monday, giving her passengers a head start. Finally, Harriet used different costumes. Sometimes she would dress as a man or an old woman to return back to Maryland without raising suspicion. Although many parts of the Underground Railroad were top secret, especially in the South, other parts were not. Some station masters talked openly about their actions, and there were many fundraising efforts for the Underground Railroad, funded by anti-slavery, also called abolitionist societies. These groups raised money for food, clothing, shelter, and to give some cash directly to former slaves. Sometimes, abolitionists would buy an enslaved person's freedom and fight to change public opinion by sponsoring speeches by these formerly enslaved people. When the Civil War started in 1863, the Underground Railroad technically stopped running. However, it actually just moved above ground and joined with the Union to stop slavery and free enslaved people. Harriet Tubman was one of the most famous Underground Railroad conductors, leading an estimated 70 people north in her 13 trips. However, there were other important conductors who helped enslaved people reach freedom, including Frederick Douglass, Reverend Germain Logan, and John Brown. The Underground Railroad was an effort by many different people who cared about freedom and risked their own lives to help others have theirs.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. swing low, sweet chariot.
Coming for to carry me home.
Right now, swing low, sweet chariot.
Coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot.
Coming for to carry me home.
I looked over Jordan, what did I see? Sweet chariot,
coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, swing low, chariot,
coming for to carry me home.
If you get there before I do,
coming for to carry me home.
Tell all of my friends I'm coming on too.
Coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, swing low, chariot,
coming for to carry me home.
Oh, swing low, sweet chariot,
coming for to carry me home.
Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Sometimes I'm almost to the ground. Swing low, chariot,
coming for to carry me home.
Swing, swing low, chariot,
coming for to carry me home.
Oh, swing, swing low, chariot, coming to carry me home. Swing, swing low, chariot, coming to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot,
coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot,
coming for to carry me
home. That's Sam Cooke right here on the Children's Hour, and we've been learning about the Underground Railroad. You can learn a lot more in our learning guide at childrenshour.org. Look for Underground Railroad and tell a teacher. Our learning guides are available online, on demand, anytime, at no cost for teachers or anyone who just wants to learn more. We're going to go out with one more. This is from I'm Gonna Let It Shine. It's a compilation sing-along from Bill Harley and a lot of friends. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
We shall overcome.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, playlists, learning guides, and activities for every episode at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with a lot of help from the fourth graders in Mrs. Charles's class at Coronado Elementary School in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Mackenzie Gronke, Daniel Lentz, Benjamin Green, Sarah Gabrielli, and live engineering by Andres Martinez. Our learning guides are written by Amber Scheel, and you can find this one at childrenshour.org. Just look for Underground Railroad.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American radio network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.